The economic recession displaced nearly 7 million workers between 2007 and 2009, swelling job training centers and enrollment at community colleges. And some Americans sought job security by starting their own small business. According to one survey, more than 12% of Americans reported starting a business in 2011, up from 8% in 2010. That trend has slowed in 2012 as the marketplace falters due to concerns about the European debt crisis. And James Yeagley, Senior Community Affairs Specialist at the FDIC, via conference call with Acting Associate Director Luke Reynolds, said they want to help more Americans find success through the newly launched Money Smart for Small Business curriculum. James Yeagley.
We know that there are a lot of really strong resource providers out there who provide a lot of quality training, but a lot of the training and resources really geared towards they're more of a advanced curriculum. They're really geared towards complex businesses, and there isn't a lot that's introductory, and there really isn't a lot for people to get their foot in the door. And so the goal of Money Smart for Small Business really is to provide that overview of the basics of how to organize and operate a business. We know that there's a lot of people out there who are thinking about starting a business. They may already have started a business. You may, for instance, you can think of someone who's maybe a house painter, and they're great at their job. They're a great house painter. They know what to do, but they don't understand the operations of setting up a business. They don't understand legal or tax requirements, for instance, or someone who's a baker and they're opening up a bakery, and they know how to make great cupcakes, and they know how to actually sell that business, but they don't understand some of those other elements that go into organizing the business. So we wanted to make a training that was available to them, that was accessible. It's something that could give them those basics right away and maybe lead to some additional training down the road as well.
The financial literacy curriculum just launched will be made available through established existing financial institutions and small business development centers.
Organizations that have traditionally worked through the Small Business Administration, and there's a number of partners, and one type of partner is the Small Business Development Center. So their acronym is SBDC, and actually a good way for someone in Arkansas, if they're trying to find that local center near them, would be to look at, to type in SBDC as the acronym and search by that. Another organization is really just goes by the acronym SCORE, so that's been their name, and they're basically an organization that uses retired business persons to provide mentoring and training to small businesses. And there's a third set of partners, which are the Women's Business Centers, and their acronym, of course, is going to be WBC.
FDIC will also partner with community banks to provide training, as well as a nonprofit micro-enterprise sector.
And they traditionally work with very small businesses, and they provide training and technical support and lending as well. So a micro-enterprise typically is a one-person business, or they may have a second employee. And the micro-lender is making a small amount of money, like a loan of $35,000 or a loan of $50,000. And it's something to get this venture started. And so there's networks of these organizations out there. So we're looking really to work with these microlenders as well. So if people are interested in finding a microlender in their community, it's something they can search. They can search just the term microlender or microfinance, and the odds are that they'll find an organization near them as well.
The FDIC will recognize select organizations that deliver the Money Smart for Small Business curriculum through the Money Smart Alliance program. Potential alliance partners should be able to conduct and market the training in their community, and they should be able to provide follow-up training, referrals, or technical support to graduates of this training. Luke Reynolds said the Money Smart for Small Business curriculum contains 10 training modules.
The modules in the Money Smart for Small Business curriculum were developed based upon focus groups talking to those who advise and work with small businesses to understand the key topics that we needed to present the basics of to entrepreneurs and prospective entrepreneurs in one-hour workshop sessions. So the modules range from a basic overview of how to use services from an insured financial institution effectively, up through topics such as record keeping, financial management, managing risks and insurance, selling a small business, planning for succession, and organizational types and considerations.
New curriculum is part of FDIC's existing Money Smart program, a financial education program for low to moderate income Americans.
The FDIC Money Smart program was launched a little over 10 years ago, and in the 10 years since it's released, we facilitated reaching over 2.75 million consumers with financial education. The Money Smart curriculum is designed for those who don't have a bank account or may have a bank account but want to learn more how to manage their finances more effectively. We have versions available for instructors to teach both adults and young adults, as well as versions for consumers to complete at their own pace using the computer or listening through audio. The Money Smart curriculum is available in 9 languages, and we have research, and research has shown that the Money Smart curriculum, when delivered in an instructor-led format, can be effective in driving sustainable behavior changes, positive behavior changes in how consumers manage their finances.
But again, the Money Smart for Small Business curriculum will be delivered via instructor, who will use scripts, our participant guide, and slides. And although there's always some risk starting up your own business, programs like this help new owners to understand and weigh that risk.
While, as James mentioned, as many small business owners are well-versed in the technical and procedure aspects of their business, they often lack a good understanding of the financial aspects, and it results in the business, and many times failing, and in harm to both the consumer, both, of course, to the business, but then also to the consumer. So, I mean, I think this curriculum, there's growing interest in small business and entrepreneurship as a vehicle for job creation, as a vehicle for recovery. And starting a small business isn't something to be taken lightly. Before a person starts a small business, they really need to take time to make sure that they understand the decision that they're making, and particularly before they make any financial decisions, and make sure that they have a business plan, and that the business plan is reasonable. And for those who may need assistance or may need help thinking through these issues, the SBA has a strong network of resource partners that entrepreneurs or prospective entrepreneurs can find through visiting the SBA's website. They can go to the SBA's website and find local resource partners that can help them determine whether starting a small business is the right thing to do now, or if so, and then some of the next steps to take.
And certain businesses are considered more recession-proof than others. For example, senior and home care services, health and wellness services, warehousing, shipping and logistics, and office temp providers. And if you're adept with devices, you could get really lucky. Inc.com cites the top 10 startups worth watching include Pinterest, an invite-only social discovery platform, TaskRabbit, an online task-for-pay platform, and Birchbox, which sends monthly beauty samples to those who sign up, a concept that Walmart recently announced it plans to replicate with grocery samples. Plus, more banks are loaning to small startups, as of late last year, as much as $20 billion over the next 3 years, according to the U.S. Small Business Administration. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.